To our graduates. First, mazel tov, and congratulations on all that you have accomplished, our congregation and your families, and I hope each of you is very proud of you and all that you've accomplished. I know that for you, I imagine it feels like you've been at TBS for a long time, almost your whole life, you might even say. Right? Some of you came as younger kids, as little kids, then there was middle school, bar, bat mitzvah, high school, confirmation, and now you are mature young adults ready to go off into the world. But for some of us here at TBS and your parents, it feels like the blink of an eye that you were once little and now here you are. So our Torah portion this week has something to tell us about this particular moment. We're in the middle of the book of Leviticus, and as Bianca is going to teach us tomorrow morning, it's called Parshat Emor, and it contains the calendar of the holidays. It's one of the first listings of the Jewish calendar year. It sets out the special dates and times for celebrations, Shabbat and Pesach and Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and it tells us these marker points and what to do on each one of them, why each one of them is special. And it makes a whole calendar of dates, of special times to mark. That's not so different, my friends, from what you have done here at TBS. Not just the holiday celebrations, although I suspect you have been to multiple Purim carnivals and Hanukkah parties and high holiday services with apples and honey, thanks to Brotherhood. And you've built a Sukkot and the big mac and cheese menorah, right? But you've also marked a whole calendar full of special dates and other experiences. When you started religious school on Sunday mornings and Hebrew school on Tuesday nights, when you received your siddurim or you made your yads or the talit that you wore, when you stood on this bima to become bar or bat mitzvah, you survived a rabbinic transition, you survived a global pandemic, and you had confirmation class with me. Remember, we met in the library and we were masked for most of the year. I was tempted to put my own mask on so that you'd recognize me because I almost didn't recognize you or know what you look like from the nose down for most of that year. Now, after two more years with Litaken and lots of pizza and post-confirmation class, each of those special times and dates that we've mentioned have marked a special occasion marked on your calendar of life. And along the way, you have attended religious school, willingly or not, and then some of you returned as madrichim to help others. You attended Shabbat and holiday services, willingly or not, and now have helped lead this last one as students. You have found ways to connect with our community, playing on our softball team, or helping lead our Yom HaShoah service. You have probably eaten dozens of humintashens and latkes, scores of slices of pizza, hundreds of bagels and donuts, and plenty, plenty of meals from Spartans. And you have also learned the alphabet, Jewish holidays and histories, prayers and Torah and Haftorah portions, Jewish values and life lessons, and so much more. You shared with us what you are taking with you in your metaphorical suitcases, all that you acquired, you learned, you found here. The calendar of the Jewish year cycles around and around. There's a loop of these holy days and special moments that are mentioned in the Torah text, and the end of one cycle and the beginning of the next. The calendar of your life is cyclical too, season after season, year after year, but it's also linear. In each holiday celebration of the past 17 or 18 years have brought us right now closer to this moment. Along the way, we have charted your growth on that calendar, each year marveling at how much you've grown, quelling over the young adults that you've become, and so proud of the values that you espouse and show in your lives. And so, while we revisit the holidays year after year, there's no turning back the clock. There's no way to have you little again, to do once again the fun and awesome parts, to do over the parts that maybe we wish we had done better, to watch once again as you grew into the magnificent people that you have become. And in truth, we wouldn't want to, because we know you are who you are because of the experiences that you have had, and we wouldn't change that for anything. So you'll now set out on your next cycle, wherever that may lead. And you'll succeed or fail, or succeed and fail again. And you'll know that you can start again. Lessons learned, values maintained, marking your moments in your calendar of life. You may go far away, you may cross oceans or interstates, but you know that you always have a place to come home to. When I was your age, my post-confirmation friends and I had a deal with our rabbi. We had the deal that whenever we were home from college, if we showed up at temple, they would stop whatever they were doing and take us out to lunch. I'll make that same offer to you all anytime that you want, because you know you have here a congregation that loves you, a family that loves you, a place for joyful living and learning Judaism wherever you go on your Jewish journey. As you go forth, you know that TBS is always here and always home.